Iraqis have poured onto the streets across the country to celebrate the victory over Daesh terrorists in Mosul. Civilians, along with government forces, waved national flags and marched through the streets. Mosul fell into the hands of Daesh in June 2014. Commander of the Quds Force of Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps has described the defeat of Daesh terrorists in Iraq as a great victory for the whole world. Major General Qasem Soleimani also hailed Iraq's army and popular mobilization units for their role in liberating the city of Mosul. The Russian energy minister has announced that the construction of two power plants in the Crimean Peninsula will continue as scheduled. Alexander Novak said the Crimean region needs the power plants and that the first station would be completed by early 2018. The NATO Secretary General has pledged support for Ukraine in its war against pro-Russian forces. During his trip to Ukraine, Jan Stoltenberg stressed that NATO and its allies stand by Kiev against what he called Russia's aggressive actions toward the East European country. Democratic and Republican lawmakers have called for a probe into the U.S. President's eldest son's meeting with Russians during the 2016 presidential campaign. Donald Trump Jr. admitted meeting with a Russian lawyer after she allegedly promised to provide damaging information on Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has warned about the dire state of Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar's Rakhine State. Filippo Grandi also called for tangible progress in Myanmar and better opportunities to restore trust among the persecuted Muslim minority. Amnesty International has slammed Bahrain's top court for upholding a two-year jail term for a prominent rights activist. The rights groups said jailing Nabil Rajab for simply sharing his opinion is a flagrant violation of human rights. Rajab was found guilty for allegedly publishing and spreading rumors and false news. Israeli troops have fatally shot a Palestinian man after an alleged runover attempt in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military claims the man also tried to stab an Israeli soldier near the city of Bethlehem. Israeli forces have killed scores of Palestinians in recent months, making similar accusations.